Hey, this is Andy C.
Hey, it's Future Bound here.
Hey, this is Katie from Coven.
It is me, Mosey, everyone's favourite dad of DMB.
Hey, this is Wilkinson.
Hey, this is Netsky.
Hey, it's Boo.
Yo, this is Bensley.
Hey, guys, it's Formula.
Hey, it's Andromedic.
This is the Full Noise Podcast with Mike Nicholas.
But today, I am very excited to have Blank as my guest. Now, he is a DJ, producer out of Canberra in Australia. And of course, he is currently living in LA, which is where he joins me from right now. Blank, how are you?
What's going on? I'm well. How are you, my man?
Really good. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat.
Yeah, of course, dude. My pleasure.
Now, of course, you're in LA right now.
I am in LA right now. Yes, it's nice and sunny, warm. I think it's been 27 degrees Celsius for like the past week. So it's just
all right.
The same. Yeah. It's LA doesn't have seasons, my man.
It's minus 3 degrees in Christchurch where I am right now in New Zealand. So
bro.
Yeah, complete opposite.
Oh shit.
Now, obviously, this year's been a little bit mad. I think it's pretty obvious you're living under a rock if you don't realize. Has it been nice for you just to have a bit of a chance to be able to stop in a way?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's definitely kind of been a plus, I suppose, if you can put it that way, for all the things that are going on. Like, I have been able to be as much of a homebody as what I wanted to be for a while, just to sit down and write music and take time to do that, which has always been a bit of a we don't have time. It's like the way everybody is. We just don't have time to do as many things as we want and the amount of time to put into things that we want. And I've found that it's been really, really helpful to be able to like actually spend some time making sure quality is really good, not just pumping things out, like actually being in a good headspace to do all these things instead of like flying around and stuff. Cause I find it is quite like, you know, shifting when you have to go across the other side of the country for 24 hours and come back. And, you know, so yeah, but for me, it's been good, up and down for sure.
Yeah,
but good.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And I mean, I even noticed on Twitter that you've grown a quite solid plant collection. I think I can see some of it in the background there.
there is one of my little collections of indoor plants. I haven't really been into for that long. I was planting when I was in Sydney. I was doing like gardening and veggie growing and all that kind of stuff. So I've got that going on outside, and I've also got a bunch of stuff inside, which has been really, really good. I think it's just I don't have a dog, and I'm like, you know, I don't have a partner, so I think this is like my way of nurturing something.
No, fair enough. My flatmate's actually got the exact same problem at the moment. He's become a little bit obsessed with buying a lot of plants to the point where like the house is getting pretty full.
It's a problem. It's a real problem, dude. I keep going over to like, you know, our version of Bunnings and just going like, oh, I need more. Accidentally coming home with like 5 plants.
Oh
like,
my god. Okay. And what was the, this is really weird to bring up, but what was that one on Twitter, the hairy balls?
Oh, dude. Yeah. So there was this plant. So me and my roommate went out and went to the nursery and just went to buy like a bunch of like seedlings, like vegetables and stuff. And there was a couple of things that just had outrageous names. And we have a really similar sense of humor. So we just like ended up buying, I can't remember what the other one was. There was another hilarious name, but there was just a plant, no idea what it was, that had the name literally Hairy Balls and something else. And I was like, this is great. I have to get it. I can't not get that plant.
I wonder if they know what they're doing when they're naming those.
I know, surely. I mean, surely. These things literally look like hairy balls. It's the funniest thing. You look at a picture and you're like, okay, this is serious.
Alrighty. Well, taking it back a little bit, how did you first start out producing?
That was a while ago, maybe like maybe 8 or 9 years ago now. I started DJing back when I was like 17 and a half with a friend. Mm-hmm. And kind of just went on from there. I was like wanting to play guitar in a band for a while. And I suppose it's like with a lot of the other stories of DJs, they kind of are playing an instrument, want to be in a band, but like too stubborn to be in a band. And so we ended up, you know, finding out about production and realizing that we could do like the rhythm section, we can do the lead section, we can do the drums, we can do the songwriting, we can do the melody writing, we could do cover all of these bases just inside of a computer. So I kind of found out about it through DJing, I suppose, which is really good because it gave me a really like awesome creative outlet in terms of like musically. So into it. Skrillex and Pendulum.
yeah. Sorry, we cut out a little bit there briefly, but I think we're all right.
Oh, no.
Love the internet.
You kind of froze for a second and I was like, oh.
Now, you've just released this official remix for Seven Lions as well, which goes absolutely in, by the way, on that second drop.
Thank you.
how did that come about?
I mean, I've been wanting to do something with Seven Lions for a while. So I've just been like hacking away at like just being on his radar as much as I could in any way that I could. And thankfully, finally kind of came around, was like, really like your music and stuff. And I suppose gave me the opportunity. It was just like a persistence thing. Thankfully he'd heard my stuff from a while ago. And so finally, yeah, I kind of got in his radar and now we're sort of talking more personally and stuff, which is great. So, nice. Yeah, hopefully working on some new music with him at some point in time. Never know. We'll see how we go, but yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be fucking amazing.
Now, you also had your first release on Monster Cat this year as well. Another huge step.
Oh yeah. Monster Cat. I mean, like that's been one of those like old school labels that like when I first got into, I was like, these guys are amazing. So yeah, that was really, really cool to be able to release a remix through them as well. Hopefully we'll see how we go. I don't know what exactly might fit on their label, but I want to do an original with them at some point in time too. That'd be great.
Nice. Is that an opportunity? Is that like presenting itself, I suppose, is the question I'm trying to get
at. Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, like, I've just got to make something that I think is fitting for that. We've got so much stuff in the works at the moment. A lot of it's coming with, like, we've got some, like, deadbeat stuff and then, like, one or two more remixes and then, like, a bunch of vocal stuff. The Monster Cat side is, like, quite melodic with, like, but, like, heavy melodic. So I'm, like, I haven't made anything that's, like, fitting right into that pocket just yet. But, like, that's my heart definitely belongs in there as well. So I'm sure it'll pop up at some point.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I can't wait for that. I feel like this year, like, some of the best music is coming out that's come out in a long, long time.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, that's the cool thing about it. We all get to, like I was saying before, we just get to, like, sit down and really kind of, like, hone in on what we kind of want. I suppose that's been, like, an up and down thing for all of us, though, is that, like, it's kind of been a lot of time, and therefore we get to reflect on what we're doing, which kind of sucks. But then when we come out the other side of it, I'm like at the moment, I went through, like, a month of me just going, everything that I'm doing sucks. Like, I have to get out of this.
Yeah.
And then I just, you know, went back into learning new things, doing more music theory, doing more sound design stuff, and it coming out of this out the other side just unbelievably inspired. So I think it's just been kind of having that kind of effect on everyone, because we get to, like I say, spend the time on making sure the quality is like as good as we want it, and creativity comes out of that,
which is so good. And now obviously earlier this year as well, you released Fragile Violence, which is actually genuinely one of my favorite electronic releases of the year. Like, I'm not even saying that to like
you know, I appreciate that, man. Damn, thank you so much. Hell yeah.
And of course the remix pack just recently came out as well.
Really stoked with that, actually.
Which have a lot of names, which I feel like you're really giving opportunities to some artists that maybe some people don't know about.
Yeah I suppose that's definitely the aim. I mean, the guys that have come through, I only personally found out about Rando like this year, and I was like, man, this stuff's like so cool. Like, it's just really vibey. And his remix came out really recently, and it's just like, I don't know. It's just like, it's such a cool take on something that I was like, you know, it was emotional and like melodic and all that stuff. And he's just done this kind of like totally different vibey sort of mood to it. And I'm in love with it. I think it's so good. Eddie's one of my good friends, and he's done a really awesome remix as well. Yetep is a guy from LA who does like really cool melodic shit as well. Like, I got to get a bunch of friends on my first remix pack, and they all like just blew me away with their stuff. So I was stoked.
Yeah, that's always so ideal, eh?
Yeah, hard.
Now I'm excited to see, of course, you've been added to the lineup for Bay Dreams over here in January, both North and South Island, which is really cool. I'm sure you're pretty much itching to be able to get back out there and play again.
No idea. Yeah, hell yeah, man. Excited, especially excited to come back like down south, down under. I'm really keen to get back in front of the crowds and let alone see everybody else, like, you know, my family and all that kind of thing. But play shows and be with you guys, I'm extremely excited about.
Yeah.
I'm in New Zealand in a minute, man. In a minute. I'm excited.
100%. I cannot wait. Now, have you actually been to the South Island to play?
Yes.
You have? Okay. Well, that's my
I'm pretty
bad.
Sure I have. I've been around. No, that's I think it was correct. It was Christchurch in South Island, right?
I
played a little one there. It was like it must have been like a New Year's gig, like a few years back.
Oh, nice.
I think it was something like that. But yeah.
Oh, well, there we go. Well, I can't wait anyway. No doubt we'll end
up excited.
Seeing you there.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm excited, man. I'm very excited. See Pendulum and stuff as well, the Trinity and like Fluent. Oh, it's going to be great.
I know. Crazy. So good. And it's good. They've done so well considering what we're at, you know, the point we're at in the world right now. They've done really well to
get such a
solid lineup, eh?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I'm looking ahead to the future a little bit. What artists would you love to work with in future?
It's a good question. I'm actually like, I mean, there's so many artists that I would love to work with. I mean, Seven Lions is definitely one of them. I would like to work with like Illenium again and do like a single with him. This guy's like Slander, and like, I mean, I literally have a whole bunch. There's smaller guys as well. Like, I wouldn't mind doing something with a girl called Lucy back in US. I'm also focusing on like a bunch of original stuff at the moment. Because I've done like a lot of like remixes and collabs, but like, yeah, I've got the original stuff coming on like really soon, and then like preparing more like collaborations and stuff like that as well. Awesome. But yeah, lots of like names that I'm sort of like building towards. Guys like Death Pact, that'd be really cool. I don't know if you've heard of him. Yeah. He'd be really, really cool to do something with as well.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be a collab and a half.
Yeah, definitely would have. he's so creative with the stuff that he does. Like, I've heard some of the stuff he's like, coming out soon. Damn, yeah, it's just really original, and I find that to be like inspiring.
Yeah, for sure. Is there any Kiwi artists you'd like to work with?
I don't know too many Kiwi artists. I think you need to link me to a bunch of them. I mean, so like, this thing with like, I mean, not to blur the lines, but I mean, maybe I do know them and I think they're like, yeah, just maybe Australian or something.
Well, that's the thing, I guess, like Quicks or Montel 2099 or...
Yeah. I mean, me and Jono have definitely like sort of chatted a bit here and there. It'd be cool to do something with him at some point, for sure. Quicks, sorry, Jono, yeah. it'd definitely be cool.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, well, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And I can't wait to see you at Bay Dreams.
Dude, I'm excited. Thank you so much for having me on, man.
Follow us on the socials. Just search @FullNoise.